Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. Today's lesson is going to be on the book of Hosea. We're on chapter number 29, and the objectives are going to be that upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to name the author of the book of Hosea, identify to whom the book of Hosea was written, state the purpose for the book of Hosea, write the key verse of the book of Hosea from memory, and state the life and ministry principle that's found in the book of Hosea. First off, the author is Hosea, and it was written to the northern kingdom of Israel. And its purpose was to alert Israel to her sinful condition and to bring her back to God. And your key verse is going to be found in chapter 4, verse 1. The life and ministry principle are this: experience fosters understanding and compassion. The main characters are Hosea, Gomer, Jezreel, Lo-Ruma, and Lo-Ami. And now for our outline is an introduction will be found in Roman numeral 1, introduction, chapter 1, verse 1. And Roman numeral number 2, we have the symbolic example. That's chapter 1, starting at verse 1. Point number A, Israel rejected Hosea's marriage and birth of children. Point number 1, charge to take a wife of whoredom, chapter 1, verse 2. 2, Jezreel symbolizes the overthrow of Jehu's dynasty, chapter 1, verse 4. 3, Loruma, God will no more have mercy on Israel, chapter 1, verse 6. And in 4, Lo-Ami, utter rejection of Israel, chapter 1, verse 8. B, Israel is comforted, chapter 1, verse 10. And C, Israel is chastised, chapter 2, verse 1. Then we have point number 1, the condemnation of sinful conduct, chapter 2, verse 1. And then 2, punishment more fully explained, chapter 2, verse 8. Point D is Israel restored, chapter 2, verse 14. And then point number 1, the promise of conversion, chapter 2, verse 14. And 2, the renewal of covenant, chapter 2, verse 18. Point number 3, we have the redemption of an adulterous life, chapter 3, verse 1. Point A is Hosea's experience, chapter 3, verse 1. And B, Israel's parallel experience, chapter 3, verse 4. Then for Roman numeral number 4, we have the triumph of divine love in the restoration of a repentant nation, chapter 4, verse 1. Point A, we have Israel's guilt, chapter 4, verse 1. And in point number 1, we have the general charge, which is chapter 4, verse 1. 2, willful ignorance, chapter 4, verse 6. And 3, idolatry, chapter 4, verse 12. Then we have point number B, which is the divine displeasure, chapter 5, verse 1. Point number 1, the guilt of priests, people, and princes, chapter 5, verse 1. And point number 2, judgment will follow, chapter 5, verse 8. Then point number C, the repentant remnant, chapter 6, verse 1. Point number 1, the return but without heartfelt repentance. That's also chapter 6, verse 1. Point number D, we have the response of God, which is chapter 6, verse 4. And then point number 1 is God is not deceived, chapter 6, verse 4. Point E, we have the national government is corrupt, chapter 7, verse 1. F, foreign policy corrupt, chapter 7, verse 8. G, consequences of national corruption, chapter 8, verse 1. H, the apostasy and its punishment, chapter 9, verse 1. I, as God found Israel and as they become, chapter 9, verse 10. J, puppet kings and gods, chapter 10, verse 1. K, righteousness becomes poison, chapter 10, verse 4. L, Assyria used in judgment, chapter 10, verse 6. M, the terror of judgment, chapter 10, verse 8. 9, persistence in rebellion, chapter 10, verse 9. O, ingratitude of God's love, chapter 11, verse 1. P, Israel's Canaanitish ways, chapter 11, verse 12. And Q, idolatry, the basis of destruction, chapter 13, verse 1. Then we have Roman numeral number 5, which is the final restoration. chapter 13, verse 9. A, there's a distrust of God, chapter 13, verse 9. B, a call to repentance, chapter 14, verse 1. And the promise of healing and the epilogue, Israel repents, God hears, chapter 14, verse 4. That's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your self-test and join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.